Stop 4. Old Field and Bees. On your right is an old field of approximately 2 acres in size. When flowers and shrubs bloom spring through fall, this is a wonderful place to find insects. The biological diversity is mind-boggling. Among the most noticeable are dragonflies and butterflies. Both tend to be colorful and very active during sunny, warm periods. Also active in a field like this are bees, both cold-adapted native bumblebees, there are about 10 different species in Berkshire County, and honeybees, originally introduced from Europe. Neither is aggressive, but will sting to protect themselves, so do not try to pick one up. In mid and late summer, this field may host so many bees that their buzzing fills the air with sound. Bees are master pollinators, and we rely on them for this important service. As they move about from plant to plant, bees collect nectar in special baskets on their hind legs, as well as drinking nectar. Some bees may have yellow or orange pollen sacs attached to their hind legs. As they forage, they cross-pollinate flowers that produce the seeds responsible for the next generation. Interestingly, some bees cheat the system by biting into the base of certain flowers and lapping up the nectar without transferring pollen. Insects, such as bees, also provide food for larger creatures like birds, which feed them to their fast-growing nestlings in late spring and early summer. At that time, the nest boxes in these fields house tree swallows and eastern bluebirds. The swallows raise one brood each year, while bluebirds usually have 2 broods. In order to maintain a variety of plant communities and associated wildlife on the sanctuary, we mow this field once every year in fall to keep woody plants from taking over. If we didn't, the field would eventually become a forest. To continue, soon bear right and travel north for 200 feet to stop number 5, which will be on your right. A post is located on the right, just before the English Oak.